Title, Drop Hook Rating, Using Session View Intermediate. Alright, let's build a drama and base drop hook in Ableton Live using Session View as our hook laboratory. If you're already comfortable making a basic 174 BPM loop, this lesson is about turning that loop into an actual hook. Not just cool sound design, but a repeatable, recognizable phrase that survives repetition and still punches when it comes back for the eighth time in a club. Here's the big idea. In drum and bass, the drop hook is usually a 2 to 8 bar identity. Session View is perfect for this, because you can audition variations instantly, swap layers without commitment, and test energy like you're DJing your own drop before you ever arrange it. By the end, you'll have 4 to 6 scenes that are all versions of the drop, plus a performance you record into Arrangement View that becomes your actual drop section. Step 0. Set up your hook lab. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fine, but pick one and commit. Set global quantization to 1 bar. That means when you launch clips and scenes, everything snaps in on the bar. Later, we'll switch to have a bar for faster flips, but we start clean and predictable. Now, create a track layout that matches how you think as a producer. Group your tracks. Group 1 is drums, kick, snare, hats or tops, perk, and then a drum bus track or a drum group. Group 2 is bass, sub, mid-bass, and a bass FX or fills track. Group 3 is music, stab or lead, and maybe an Atmos or noise layer. Group 4 is FX, impacts, risers, downlifters, little transition bits. Teacher tip, color code your groups. It sounds minor, but once you start duplicating scenes, color is like road signs. Also, keep your clip length standardized. Start with 2-bar or 4-bar clips. If most of your world is 2 bars, make it 2 bars. You're trying to remove hidden chaos. Now we build scene A, your drop backbone. Scene A is the version that never fails. If scene A loops for 30 seconds and you're not bored, you're winning already. Start with kick and snare. On your kick track, create a 2-bar MIDI clip. Classic DNP foundation. Kick on beat 1, snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Then consider an extra kick, often on the end of 2, depending on whether you're going roller, jump up, or something heavier. The point is, don't overcomplicate it. You need a backbone that leaves space for the bass rhythm to be the identity. On your snare track, put snares on 2 and 4. Make sure they're loud enough that everything else feels like it's orbiting the snare. In DNB, the snare is basically your anchor point. On your drum group or drum bus, add a simple stuck chain. EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 30 Hz just to remove rumble you don't need. If it's boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz can help, but don't do it by default. Do it because you hear it. Then add drum bus, a little drive, like 5 to 15%. Keep boom low because you want sub control in DNB. And add a bit of transient, just enough to bring articulation forward. Then add glue compressor. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is cohesion, not punishment. Now hats and tops, make a 2-bar clip. Closed hats can be 8th notes or 16ths. If you do 16ths, introduce velocity changes so it breathes. A good rule is, the in-between hits are quieter. That's where the roll comes from without sounding like a typewriter. Add some swing via the groove pool, something like MPC 16 swing 55 to 60, subtle. If you can clearly hear the swing as swing, it's probably too much for this style. We want groove, not wobble. On your tops chain, high pass with auto filter around 200 to 400 Hz to keep low junk out of the hats. Then a touch of saturator with soft clip on, 1 to 3 dB of drive, just to help them stay present without turning them up. Add a quiet percussion layer, something syncopated that repeats every 2 bars. Rim, foley, woodblock, anything that gives movement. Keep it quiet. This is glue, not the headline. Now loop scene A and ask a very specific question. If this was the drop, would the room move? If the answer is almost, don't rush forward. Fix the pocket now. Most hook problems later are actually groove problems you didn't solve early. Next, write the bass hook using call and response. A lot of DNB hooks feel like a conversation. Bar 1 says the statement, and bar 2 answers it with a variation or turnaround. Start with sub-bass. Use operator, oscillator as a sine wave. Keep it clean. After operator, add saturator with soft clip-on. 2 to 6 dB of drive. Then EQ 8 low pass around 120 to 160 Hz. The goal is pure sub, not mid-range mud. Write a sub pattern that follows the rhythm of your mid-bass, but keep notes short so they don't overlap and smear. In fast tempos, overlapping sub notes are one of the quickest ways to lose punch. Now your mid-bass, your Reese or Neuro-ish layer. Use Wave Eatable or Operator. In Waveatable, pick a basic shape or something harsher, add unison with 2 to 4 voices, amount around 20 to 40. Filter on a low pass 24 dB slope, drive it a bit. Then build a simple chain, saturator, 3 to 8 dB with soft clip. Auto filter for movement, because we're going to automate that. Chorus ensemble very subtle for width, but remember, TNB needs mono stability. If you widen the main bass too hard, it disappears in the club and fights the mix. Then EQ8, if you've got mod in the 200 to 400 Hz area, you can carve, but again, only if you actually hear the problem. Now write a 2-bar MIDI clip for the mid bass that feels like a hook. Think motif. Bar 1. A strong rhythmic idea. Bar 2. Repeat it, but change the last 2 beats into a turnaround. That last 2 beats is your signature move. That's where the crowd learns, oh, it's that tune. Coach note. Don't let sound design substitute for rhythm. In DNB, rhythm is identity. A simple Reese with a killer rhythm beats a fancy patch playing boring notes. Now sidechain. This is critical. Put a compressor on sub and mid bass. Turn on sidechain. Choose the kick as the input, and if you want extra snap, you can sidechain from the snare too, but start with kick. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Adjust release by feel. You want obvious ducking that still feels musical at 174. The snare needs its space, and your bass needs to breathe around it. Now Cena should already say something every 2 bars. If you can hum the rhythm, you're in the right zone. Next, add a lead or stab identity layer. DNB hooks often have mid-range character. A stab, a foghorn, a rave chord. A short lead, not always, but when it works, it gives the track a logo. Create a stab or lead track. You can use Simpler with a one-shot stab, or Waveatable for a synth stab. If you're using Simpler, put it in one-shot mode. Make the envelope short, quick decay, basically no sustain. Add a small room reverb, then auto-filter with bandpass movement if you want it to feel alive without becoming huge. Write a 2-bar phrase that answers the bass. Classic placement is the end of 1 or beat 3. And really important, leave space around the snare. If your stab lands on top of the snare, you're not layering, you're masking. Keep the lead mostly mono. You can use utility to keep width low, like 0 to 30%. If you want width, do it with a short room reverb and keep the low end filtered from that reverb return. Now we turn Session View into a variation engine. This is where Session View becomes more than a place to loop. Duplicate scene A into new scenes. Aim for 4 to 6 scenes total. And here's the rule that makes this work. Change one thing at a time. If you change drums, bass rhythm, bass tone, lead, and FX all at once, you won't know what actually improved the hook. And the hook won't be recognizable anymore. Scene B. Answer bass. Keep drums the same. Change the mid-bass rhythm in bar 2. Add a tiny pitch jump or a triplet fill right before the snare on beat 4. That little pre-snare question is a cheat code. You create tension right before the backbeat. Then cut it dead on the snare. It feels like the track inhales into the snare. Scene C. Half bar switch. Set global quantization to half a bar. Now you can flip variations faster, like performance chopping. Make a more aggressive bass rhythm, maybe more 16ths. Then reduce hats slightly so the bass reads as the hook. Sometimes the best way to make the hook bigger is to remove competition. Scene D. Drum hook fill. Cheap bass identical to scene A. Add a 1-bar fill at the end. Ghost notes. Toms. A little break edit, jungle flavor. Keep it controlled. And here's a great Session View move. Make a return track called Fill. Put beat repeat on it. Interval 1 bar, grid 8ths or 16ths, chance around 10 to 25%. Turn on the filter so it doesn't mess with the low end. Add a short reverb after, 10 to 20% wet. Send only tops and perks to this return. That gives you controlled chaos without wrecking your mix. Scene E. Negative space. Mute the bass for half a bar right before the loop restarts. Or cut the tops briefly. Negative space is impact. Constant sound equals no punch. A deliberate hole makes the next hit feel twice as heavy. Scene F. Peak. Combine your best bass variation and your best drum fill. Then add an impact and a short noise sweep. This is the hands-up version of your hook. Extra coach notes while you're building scenes. Treat Session View like a DJ mixer for the drop. Your core clips. Drums plus sub plus main mid. Should always work together in every scene. Everything else should be optional layers you can punch in without breaking the groove. Name clips by function, not sound. So instead of Reese 1, call it bass motif. Instead of hat loop, call it tops open up. Instead of fill thing, call it fill last 2 beats. When you're performing scenes, that naming saves you from decision fatigue. Also, do a quick gain staging pass with clip gain. Make sure scene A, B, and C feel roughly the same loudness. Otherwise, you'll choose the loudest scene, not the best one. That's a classic trap. Now let's make your hook evolve automatically with clip controls. On your mid-bass clip, open the envelopes box. Choose your filter cutoff, either auto filter cutoff or wave editable filter cutoff. Draw subtle motion. Bar 1 slightly closed, bar 2 opens into the turnaround. This is like adding phrasing to a sentence. The notes are the words. The automation is the emphasis. Use velocity as groove control on hats and perks. In DNB, quieter in between hits make the loud hits feel louder. It's perceived dynamics, not just fader level. Clip launch settings. You can set certain fill clips to legato so they don't restart their timing when launched. This is especially useful if you're doing momentary chops or fills while the main phrase continues. If you want to get advanced, use follow actions. For example, set your main bass clip to play for 2 bars, then follow action to other, so it randomly chooses one of your variations. That's an instant evolving hook generator while you jam. And here's a powerful trick. Dummy clips. Make an empty MIDI clip on a dedicated control track, like FX Control, and use clip envelopes to automate sends or macros. For example, you can automate the fill return send to jump up only for the last 2 beats, without duplicating any audio clips. This is one of the most session view producer moves you can learn. Now do a translation check scene. Create one scene where you temporarily low pass the master at about 6 to 8 kHz. Don't leave it there, it's just a test. If your hook collapses when the top end disappears, your mid-range phrasing isn't clear enough. A good hook should still read on small speakers and in a noisy room. Now record your performance into arrangement view, arm arrangement record. Then trigger scenes like you're performing the drop. This audio version is shortened for playback.